So what was the difference in today's game?
Today was a little scrambly, 2-2, and a lot of penalty. I think we started the first half of the game really well. I thought we played solid. We bad luck on some, you know, misunderstanding on the first goal, but I thought we should have a couple of goals in the first period. I think the guys were ready and hungry, and then the penalty kills the momentum. We deflated a little bit, and it became a bit of a scrappy game, but it's been a long week. It's been a lot of emotion for a lot of guys. We're going to take a step back, and we're going to push them back in the right direction for the weekend.
So there's already three goalies here in Laval, mm-hmm. maybe a fourth one coming in tomorrow. What should we expect when it comes to the goaltending situation to start the season?
Well, the great news is Charlie's is in great shape this year. You know, he's been banged up last year, and he came in really good physical condition to the Montreal Canadian camp, so that's a good news for me. Now he's on the waivers. Let's wait and see what's going on. We never know what can happen. Other organizations have a situation that we're not aware always. So we have to wait that 24 hours. So for us to make any decision or to look forward in our assessment, we don't need to do it right now. Well, I think both goalies were solid. McNiven came in the game with a lot of penalties, and he did a good job on the PK. And I think Lacouvé, if you put the misunderstanding aside, I thought he was solid too. So that being said, we're just going to let the process go, and we'll know in the next 24, 40 hours where we're going.
Could this team realistically go through a year with three goalies? I'm sure not four, but three?
There's so much thing happening in hockey. And the American League is like... it's like a lot of pieces are moving left and right all the time. So, you know, you could be three goalie for a while. You could be two goalie. It all depends on your situation and where you're at and how the big club is too. So we're just setting on waiting the next 24 hours to see what's going on with Charlie. Because this is a time of the season where guys are free and can get picked up by other teams. So after that, we go in what we think is best for the players and the organization. But there's one thing with the American Hockey League. It's a lot of moving part, and you can go. I've seen HL team with four goalie last year, you know, for a different situation. Guys go back for 3 days, and so you never know where you're going to be in that department.
You spoke about the penalty kill in French, but if you look at the power play, there was 9 yesterday and 6 today. There was only one goal scored. Is that something that we should pay attention to?
Oh, we will definitely, but you have to understand, we got those guys at the end of the week, not much time to work together. I think there was a little bit of a rust too, because a lot of those guys don't play power play when they're in NHL camp. So for some of them, it's the first time they're on the power play all year and together. And obviously the unit were a little, you know, made offline just because who we had and who played and who didn't play. So we'll really sit down and look at it and work with the guys. And, you know, everything, we want everything quick. But the reality is that I feel guys need to get their feet wet and stick their teeth into it. And today and yesterday, I thought we had some decent look, maybe a little more yesterday than today. But now we're going to need to put our work boots and make sure we get going this week.
What adjustments have you made from last year's power play in order to try to improve on that for this season?
Well, I think... you know, last year versus this year is personal. Nothing against the guy last year, but we don't feel we had a lot of power play guy last year. So I thought Alex and the guys did a great job for one part when Xavier Ouellette came with us halfway to the season. Our power play was actually quite good. We scored big goals for us, and you know, we were searching for offense at time, and the power play came big for us for a period of time. You need to have that good chemistry, and you need to have the right five guys on the ice, because the reality is you only have one guy more than the other team. So if you have a couple of weak link, then our guys end up executing as well as they should, then it just affects the whole momentum, you know. And I felt when Xavier came with us, and our scale take more and more time on the power play last year, we were more comfortable, and we give ourselves options.
I just want to ask a question about Michael McNiven, and he was speaking to us a little earlier. We were asking him about the possibility of having three goalies around, and he basically just bluntly said he just wants to be in a situation where he can play.
Yeah.
I was just curious, in dealing with him as a player and as a coach, you know, has he made it clear to you those same sentiments?
Well, I tell you what, they all want to play. Every player here wants to stay, and everybody wants to have their first shot. That's their career, the professional hockey player, don't play in beer league. So they definitely want to have a shot, and they want to, you know, be on the spotlight. So that's, I respect that. I was that player that needed to, you know, always fight to keep his job and to stay in pro hockey and even to move on the ladder. So I respect Michael. I mean, we all know that the coach, the player doesn't need to come and tell management, I want to play. We all know they want to play. They're professional. They train all summer. I thought he did really good, you know, tonight in the game. And there was an improvement last year from the year before. So at one point, you know, everybody's taking care of their own career. I think they're all professional about it. And we try to respect that. And that's for Michael and everybody else.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.